Hello everyone, welcome to the Public Health Podcast. I'm Fatima Danoun and it's November 2022. The subject of today is about the One Health approach, which is the link between human, animal and ecosystem health. Nowadays, 60% of new infectious diseases are zoonoses, and 70% of these zoonoses come from wildlife. So, it is a very important subject. Moreover, humans are moving a lot to uninhabited areas. This led us to more interaction with animals and living close to them. We can maybe think that the One Health approach can mitigate effects, and for that reason, I'm talking to four experts. Félicie Debar, expert on migration and displacement, Clémence Clavier. Clémence Clavier, a famous demographer, Flavie Coudouin, expert on urbanization, and Flavia Costarosa, a famous epidemiologist. Thank you for joining me. To start with, could I ask you, Clémence, what is the estimation of world population?
The estimated world population in 2017 was 7.6 billion and is expected to reach 8.6 billion in 2050. This trend is expected to continue with around 18.3 million people being added each year, even as fertility levels continue to decline.
And globally, how many of us will be in 2050 in urban areas, Flavie?
Firstly, you should know that more people now live in urban area than in rural areas. In 1950, 30% of the world population lived in urban areas. This rose to 54% in 2014 and is projected to be 66% by 2050.
What is special about it, Clémence, please?
Half of the world population is concentrated in India, Nigeria, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Pakistan, Ethiopia, United Republic of Tanzania, United States, Uganda, and Indonesia.
And for you, why demographics matters in the One Health approach?
With this rapid population growth, the demand for food increases and its distribution becomes more complicated. Thus, diseases spread more easily and quickly, and outbreaks increases. Food security that can have an impact on health.
So, a question for you, Flavie. What are the consequences of urbanization?
The higher population density causes an especially in poor country. The increased contact among people and facilitates the transmission of disease. The rapid urbanization implies close proximity with companion animals and greater needs for sanitation and waste disposal in crowded urban settings.
Thank you. And Félicie, please, what increase in migration and the refugees around the world?
The largest humanitarian emergency created by the Middle East and North Africa increased the migration around the world.
So, a question for you, Félicie and Flavia. What is one of the biggest problems created by migration?
The biggest problem with migration is the spread of communicable disease. People who change homes could spread disease around the world.
Moreover, with globalization, diseases are expanding across the world. This can be explained by international travel and trade. an outbreak in one country can spread across borders really fast.
Okay, thank you. And we can talk about infection hazards and epidemics. So, Flavia, too, what is the part of diseases which are given by animals?
70% of hazard threats are linked to animals, and 61% of human pathogens are zoonoses.
Okay, but some persons don't know what is the zoonoses. Can you give us some example of zoonoses, please?
Yes, we all know COVID-19, but there is also rabies, plague, or HIV.
Okay, thank you. And for all, how One Health approach can become a solution for the future?
It will be important that One Health become a norm to protect animals, nature, but also humans.
Okay, so thank you. I'm glad to finish this podcast with a positive solution. Thank you for your time. It was a real pleasure to talk to you. If you would like to know more, you can read the studies of our experts online on publichealth.com. Thank you for your listening. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast.
Thank you.